Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Too Short, and you're in the Warriors Huddle. Bitch.
We're going to bring y'all into our huddle.
You are in the Warriors Huddle with me, Bram. With me, as always, my boy and producer, Scott.
Scott here.
And with us for the first time, Oakland legend, hip-hop legend, and the man whose songs I legitimately grew up on, Too Short. What's going on, Short?
What's happening? What's going on? It's a good year.
Yeah, man. Big thanks. Let me just start off by letting you know how amazing it is to have you come in. Born and raised in Oakland. I went through the Oakland public school system. I was one of those punk-ass white kids who played hoop for Skyline and was positive I could rap, you know? So when I said it up front that I grew up on your music, I mean it, man. This is a goddamn pleasure having you on, and I really appreciate it.
Cool, man, cool.
Let's start just with a couple things about you before we jump in to the Warriors. I've been doing a little research. I got that you were born in L.A., you moved up to the town at 14, and then you've been repping the town ever since. What was it about Oakland that spoke to you, man?
Well, I think it was 1980. Hip-hop was brand new as far as, you know, like leaving up out of New York and going nationwide, and I took to it immediately, and when I started writing songs, it was just, that's where I was at. That's what was in my vision. That was, you know, that was my world. So I kind of like, it just, you know, it took over everything I wrote about. And actually it turned out to where, you know, the things I would experience around Oakland turned out to be all my songs, you know? So I feel like, had I never moved to Oakland, it would have never been the same career.
And I got, you started that career by selling tapes out of the trunk in a park over in East Oakland to drug dealers. Is that true?
It wasn't really out of a trunk, man. We were literally on foot. We didn't have a car. The trunk part came like 5 years later, but you know, yeah, for a while there was just a paper bag and AC transits.
I mean, how the hell did you think to go that direction, man? I've had my share of interactions with drug dealers, at least in some parks, and I never thought to myself, these guys may want to buy my music. How the hell did you know to go there?
Well, my rap partner, his name was Freddie B, and he was, you know, he grew up in West Oakland. He lived in East Oakland. He knew a lot of people, and he had even been, like, you know, incarcerated when he was a juvenile, so he just knew a lot of people. And it was, I mean, the obvious answer to who has money.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's got cash on them right now?
It makes perfect sense, man. But literally, my only interaction, I used to buy sacks off of 98th Avenue, and it was this shady-ass interaction where I'd, like, put money through a fence, and I never knew if I was going to get back. And, you know, the times I did, I was 95% positive there was Raid or something sprayed on there. So, you know, I never made any money from it. I'm pretty sure I just got screwed over every time I went down there.
Well, you know, I've really got a good rapport going with the guys in the hood and on the different little neighborhoods and different spots, and because we have good music and we were making customized tapes. We'll put your name in it and talk about, you know, your friends and kind of car you got and stuff. So people really liked us.
So did that, your ability to rap, I mean, did that pretty much give you a pass to go wherever you wanted? I mean, I imagine you got into some shady situations and places at times, but was it the rapping that made things okay?
Well, the benefit was that every guy who was like the leader of his neighborhood was really a fan. So no matter where we went, we could just walk up and say, "Hey, where's the boss?"
Yeah, bet.
And then we hang out with the big shots, and then you know, the foot soldiers would leave us alone.
I mean,
it never even came up. It was never any close calls, never any drama, and never ever ever. It was more like being the mascot of the city.
Huh.
Everybody, everywhere you went was open arms when you walked up.
And I read about the personalized rap tapes, and the shit I got was that the first person you had a personalized tape for was a guy named Hot Lips, who was a dealer.
Yeah.
And what's up with the name Hot Lips, man? That is a random ass title.
That's a random name for a bully, and he was definitely a bully.
How did you transition out of making personalized rap tapes for dealers into being a hip-hop icon? What was your big break?
I would say I started to have the dream about making records, actually physically making records. And once that became a reality around 1985, you know, it was just no turning back. I kind of accidentally learned the business side of it by just being around an independent label called 75 Girls. Records, and I was just attentive, man. I learned how to the process of recording, mixing, mastering, manufacturing, distribution, and it just one day came in handy when I was stepped up to the plate a few years later to do it my own. I knew the formula, and it's just the first thing we ever put out just made a lot of money, and couldn't keep them on the shelves and couldn't manufacture them fast enough. And, you know, it was just one thing after another. It started with selling tapes in apartment buildings and parks and whatever. People were congregating and performing at house parties, and we ended up sitting on the shelves in record stores across the country and rapping in the Oakland Coliseum, you know.
So it's literally been 30 years that you've been in music now. Is that right?
Well, if you count, 30 years would be from the first time.
Yeah.
An album came out, which would be was called Don't Stop Rapping back in '85. But it was 5 years before that we were in the streets selling tapes. So you could put maybe like 35 years on that number.
And so, how long before you were then in Oakland Coliseum performing?
The first time would have been probably like 1989.
When did you realize you had the skills to make it big? I mean, did you know it right from the jump, or did it take a while to kind of look around and recognize you were better than all the people around you?
To this day, it's been like zero to like just no failures. So everything we ever did from the first tape I ever made, and I let somebody hear my cassette tape, everybody liked it. First time we ever went up to some guys and asked them if they wanted to buy it, they liked it and bought it. Like it's never been anything that people said they didn't like. So I guess I would say the answer to that question is I knew it from the start. I knew it. I knew that honestly, like whoever heard it would like it. That's what I knew.
Yeah. Now you have a book coming out soon, right?
The book will be near the end of the year, and it's just to commemorate the career so far. But actually, it's going to be followed up by a legitimate book that's more this book that's in the stages right manufacturing stage right now is more like a memorabilia book. A lot of pictures, a lot of like some handwritten songs and some stories and stuff. But the next one that follows it is really gonna be like a book that gets into the texture of how Oakland relates to my career.
I mean what's a story in there? Give us a tease on what would be a lead in that would catch someone's attention that wanna read that.
Well, you know, the city has the city is known for some things like the A's winning World Series, like the Raiders winning Super Bowls, and just Raider fans in general. The Warrior Championship back in the '70s. The Black Panthers, the Hells Angels. There's certain things that the city is known for, and then along comes me, and I give it all. I put it all in the same big pot of soup, and it's like people say. Me and Oakland, we go neck and neck. So I couldn't have had a career like I had without Oakland. And then I came along and gave the city a new thing to add to the list of what I just named, which, you know, even that list is even longer if you want to dig off into like other talented artists that came from the area and sure. People that did things other than entertainment, you know, the Bill Russells and stuff like that. Like it's a lot of legacy from that little ass city.
Settle an argument, man. I was arguing with somebody about this the other day. Who is the best baller to come out of Oakland? Peyton, Jay Kidd, B. Shaw. I mean, there is an amazing list. Who do you think?
I think they always say Bill Russell.
Yeah. I mean, they got won 12 out of 13 championships. It's hard to say anything else. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
I think they always say that.
I mean, what the hell else are you going to say? And before we get too far, because, yeah, man, I do associate you with Oakland. And, you know, obviously Oakland's been through a ton of changes over the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Oakland now? I mean, are you still proud of it? Do you love where it is now? Do you not like the changes?
Well, I'm proud to say that in my field of work, entertainment, we have some young artists that are doing really good that come out of the, Bay Area, come out of Oakland, California right now, like Zendaya and Gabby Wilson and, some guys out there doing some stuff, some locals, but anybody, when you get to the older generation, you're like, man, the streets are looking a little tougher. Like the city looks a little wilder, but at the same time, it's still home. And if I was to go into the streets of Oakland anytime, it's nothing but love everywhere I go. But, I feel like, any youngster would say, anybody would say it about the time frame when they were young. When I was young, it was fun to be in the streets. It was fun. It was like a, you know, fun roaming around the streets. But somebody else might have said when I was young, that was a dangerous time in Oakland. Who knows? Yeah. But I feel like the people, even people who live in different cities in the Bay and they have this fear of Oakland, it's not really a genuine sentiment. You know what I mean? Like, yep. You have to really, like, get in there and get to know some people and get to know the diversity of different cultures and how dangerous it's not if you're really from there. You could be, like, the nerdiest little white kid in the city, and you can ride your bike through the ghetto and go to your house in West Oakland, and nobody mess with you if you just carry yourself the right way. And it's that kind of city. I like to say people who live in Oakland aren't afraid of any part of Oakland. Even if you live in the hills, you're like, I'll take my ass down to 98 and go shopping if I want to.
You know,
like,
what, man?
It's just the attitude of the city.
And I completely agree with that. And what I agree with specifically is people who are not from Oakland, generally speaking, mistake poverty for a dangerous area. You know, I mean, Oakland's got a lot of areas where there's not money, but that doesn't necessarily immediately mean that it is super shady. So I completely agree with that. And I feel like you're talking directly to Scotty. Scott, you're a little bit afraid of Oakland, aren't you?
No, I mean, I grew up in Washington, D.C., so I know what big city living is like.
And you're a little bit afraid of Oakland.
That's true.
Well, we got a lot of people in Oakland right now who ended up in Oakland because of, rent rates around the Bay, and they're like, I'd rather go live in Oakland. It's a lot of, you know, people were losing homes in the suburbs, and their option was, where do I go? Well, let me get a nice apartment in this brand new building near BART station where I can just go to my job in San Francisco and not have to commute an hour a day. And then and 6 months later, a year later, they go, oh my God, I love Oakland.
That's exactly right. No, that's exactly right. And all the diversity and everything that comes with it. What I tell you what, man. What I want to do is start focusing on the Warriors. I mean, I could talk about this stuff all day, but I think Scott will get frustrated if we go too deep in Oakland. So let me open up this way. Are you a big Warriors fan, man?
I'm a fairly decent Warriors fan. I've been on the bandwagon since I moved to Oakland, but I've really been on since we knocked Dallas off in the first round a few years back. That was when it seemed like it ushered in something new. I was hot on the Run TMC too. That was the first shine after I moved to Oakland. The first time we shined was Run TMC.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it was tough to be a fan during the terribly '90s, so I won't hold that against yet. Do you have a favorite team? I mean, what was it that We Believe years, Run TMC? Is it this current team? What Warrior team sticks out to you?
It would be an equal of those three, man. I'm like, because we had high expectations for the first two runs, that We Believe and the Run TMC, but this one this one has been the most fun. Yeah. I always felt like a Mitch Richmond was Michael Jordan's equal, but he just wasn't on the winning team.
That's a big statement, Short. I mean, I'm a huge Warrior fan.
In his peak, not the whole career, but when Jordan was racking up on numbers, Mitch was just as good.
You just became one of my favorite Warrior fans. I do nothing but speak way over the top about the Warriors. I say, like, this team right now is the best team I've ever watched in my life. I have never said that Mitch Richmond is like Jordan, so you just beat me out, man. Nicely played.
No, he really was, man. He was there, man. If he would have been on the Chicago Bulls at that time, he would have been Jordan.
I like it.
I mean, everyone's saying this year the team feels like a dream. I mean, can you relate to that? Like, what's your take on this year's squad?
Well, I've been telling the Warrior fans, I'm like, don't do too much bragging. Let's just let it happen. Let it happen. Don't count the chickens before they hatch. So I'm just I'm looking at San Antonio heating up in the end like they always do. Yep. In that Western Conference, those playoffs are always unpredictable who can get knocked off. So all I got to say is we definitely are in agreement all the way across the board that this team right now is displaying, like, you know, a group of shooters that's like unparalleled in any team in the history of the game. And I hope that shooting just comes through in the playoffs. Last year, I've been watching the playoffs since I was a kid. And last year, Warriors-Clippers, I had to say, was probably the best playoff series I think I've ever watched, seven games.
Exactly right. And we didn't even have Bogut. Let me see. Completely agree with you, especially about the whole don't brag quite yet. You know, we've seen too much lack of success with this team to just assume everything's going to go right in the playoffs. So, you know, let's enjoy it and then see where this ultimately goes. Let me throw out another question about this year. There's a big argument about whether or not Steph Curry is the MVP. Some people who I think are stupid thinks it's James Harden. I'm a huge Steph is the MVP. What do you think, man? Who walks away with the most valuable player award?
If you ask the fans right now. I've been seeing the poll results, and everybody's saying give it to Steph, and his percentages are way over Harden's. And I also know the argument of the technical side of that question, which is, you know, is he the most valuable player to the team he's playing on? You know,
right?
And I just feel like if you don't give it to him, you're cheating him. And he's having a phenomenal year, and this team, even in the beginning of the season when they took off, people were still like, oh, that's the Warriors. You know, like they're not going anywhere with this, and they're like unstoppable, man. They're like competing with the best teams out right now. They've took a few losses, but the same teams that beat them, they beat those teams at other times. So it's like, you know, we'll see what the playoffs do. But I figure for the regular season, give them the MVP. If you get anybody else, it's foul.
I like it. I'm with you. If you had to pick a theme song for Steph from your catalog, man, what sticks out? Is there any song you'd give to him?
Probably I Shot the Sheriff.
I like it, man. How do you feel about Coach Kerr? You happy with him so far? I mean, nobody could have thought he would have been this goddamn successful in his first year.
I was, you know, and this is not to be any kind of way disrespectful, but I would love to hear Mark Jackson answer that question, because I thought he was a great coach.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a crazy, like, you know, the way he built the team to this stature that they would, you know, take him off the from being the coach. But hey, man, who can complain? Like
right.
You know, I don't hear anybody going around saying we miss Mark Jackson, but I swear he turned the team around, and I really would like to hear his answer to that question.
You can't be mad though, right? Are you happy they made the move, or do you think Jackson could have done this with this team too?
I think I don't know, man. I just feel like either way, we'd be in good hands. It's too soon to figure out the genius mind of Steve Kerr, but he got to hang around Phil Jackson. Anybody that got some Phil Jackson rub off, you can't talk bad about him.
that's definitely fair. Here is another thing that's got me all pissed off as a Oakland resident. Let me see if it's true for you too. It's a done deal. Warriors are leaving us, man. They're going to go to San Francisco. It sounds like it's going to happen in 2017, 2018. Yeah, we went to their games short. You know, we sold these guys out for years and years when they were terrible. They're leaving us now. How are you taking that? Do you care that they're moving to the city? Are you healthier than me?
I'm off a big business, man. It's all in the name of business. If I'm correct, the Warriors used to play in the city a long time ago, right?
Yeah, they did. That's been my point. I've been trying to tell Bram that for so long that this is actually like a return to the past and is a good thing.
I feel like you just stabbed me in the heart, Short. I mean, I felt like we were getting along so well. Oh, that hurts so badly. But,
you know, I'm just like this, man. This is how I feel. The Warriors are not the Raiders, the A's, the Giants, or the 49ers. The Warriors are the Bay Area's team. You can go to Oakland Coliseum and you ask everybody in there where you're from, and it's the Bay. And I just feel like no matter where they land in the Bay, if it's a business decision, you know, go for it. It's still going to be the Bay Area Warriors. We're not going anywhere. Golden State.
You don't mind if I spend the rest of this podcast sobbing, do you? I mean, I thought if anyone would have my back on this, man, I thought for sure it would be you.
Well, then what about this? Because here's another thing that keeps coming up.
Let me just make a point, though. I'm upset that we won't build the stadiums right there. Like, why don't we just do it?
Exactly.
Just build the stuff. Like, I don't know the politics or the money or the business or why they don't want to put it in Oakland, but if you build it, we'll stay. We need a big comfortable house, man. I think that's what's going on with the Raiders right now. Home is not comfortable, so they need to make the facility like up, you know, make you want to come to work and work hard, you know?
I mean, comfortable. The Oakland Coliseum, and this is spoken out of love, and I've been going there for 30 years. The Raiders home, Oakland Coliseum, may be the shittiest stadium I've ever been to in my life. You know, I mean, they still have troughs in there to piss in. So
now wait, let's go to the flip side. 49ers got that nice new pretty stadium.
Exactly.
And it was almost like a sabotage or something. It's like, what happened? We should have stayed at Candlestick.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's another thing that keeps coming up then, Oakland versus SF related, is if the team wins a championship, I understand we don't want to start bragging or getting ahead of ourselves, but if they do, where is the parade? Is it in Oakland or in San Francisco?
Come on, Short.
For the Warriors?
Yep, for the Warriors.
Oh, It's definitely Oakland. They're going to do it in Oakland. No doubt about it. How are you going to have a Warrior parade in San Francisco?
See, now I feel much better. I'm glad we threw that question out there, man. When you were living out here.
I feel like they might just go and say the parade is in Fremont or something.
Split the difference, go to like San Jose.
It's my gut feeling just tells me they might cheat us.
Yeah, God, I hope that does not happen. I swear to, I mean,
Where would the 49ers parade be? In Santa Clara?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like when the Lakers won the championship, they didn't have a parade in Orange County. You know what I mean? They did in Los Angeles. They had better do this in Oakland. If they don't, I might have to protest like they will give a single shit about that. But I'll show up, man.
The character of the city says to me that there would be a parade in Oakland regardless of if the team has it there or not. If the organization says where the parade is going to be, Oakland's still going to have a parade. Unofficial.
You should lead it, man. I'll walk into the streets with you for sure. When you were staying out here, did you kick it with the Warriors? I mean, did you have a relationship with the teams for a while, or is there not really a crossover like that?
Yeah, well, you know, the Warriors have been known to, over the years, to frequent the nightclub. So all the nightclub players were my buddies, you know, Baron Davis and all those guys. We hung out a lot.
Can you give us a story, man? I mean, even if it's a tame one, who'd you hang out with?
You know, the guys, man, Steven Jackson. You know, guys, the ones that like to hang out, man, the Harringtons and stuff. Harringtons, you know, those guys.
Steven Jackson, and you don't have to verify this, that fool looked like he would be a lot of fun to kick it with in a nightclub. Just big fun. God knows where a night with Steven Jackson goes.
Those are my kind of guys, man.
Was that true for those teams in the 90s? I mean, even like the Run TMC guys?
Or even later, like Sprewell. I mean, he's kind of the Steven Jackson of the 90s.
Sprewell's a good friend. We used to hang out a lot. Even when we were in New York, we stayed friends for a long time.
He never tried to choke you?
Nah, man. He's a good guy, man. Yeah. He must have really got provoked.
We know, to the coach, man.
We
had a guy on who told us kind of the inside story about that, and it sure sounds like that is exactly what the hell happened. Spree gave him a bunch of warnings, like, look, you got to back up. And instead of backing up, the coach told him, look, I'm right here. And then that's what ultimately led to it. So no, it was what it was, man. Where do you think that, and we'll say that this is not jinxing it. I understand we're not bragging, you know, but just to guess, where does this season end? Short, how far do the Warriors make it?
I heard somebody say this today, and I feel the same way. You want to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs.
Yeah. And can we? Do you think we can beat San Antonio?
I really do think we can beat them, because what happens is, you know, they're gonna either keep running that technical machine or they're going to get tired because they're so old. You know, we'll see. We'll see. I feel like Popovich has been doing this. Everybody knows he's doing it. He makes his team look weak from time to time because the way he plays his players, he tells them, hold back, sit down, don't play this game and all that stuff. So he's playing the all-the-way championship. He's playing for the championship in week one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everybody else is, like, playing it to get the best record or to, you know, get the stats or whatever they're doing. He's playing, like, I need these guys right here, this old machine to be running good in June for the championship. Not April, not May, June.
Right. No, totally.
Everybody was calling those guys. Like, look at these old guys, Stephen A. and all those guys on ESPN. Were like, look at the Spurs. They're a disgrace. But then, sure enough, right now they're pushing into fifth gear. And like, you know, I'm not a Spurs fan. I'm an actual Spurs hater.
Yeah, no, like, we all are. Of course, no, but of course you're right, man. Like, if the Spurs make it to the finals, this will be their third trip to the finals. If you're Popovich, you have an old-ass group of players, and you need to make another super long run, what do? You sit them in the beginning. Of course you do. You don't give a shit about how well they play, you know? And then when you start turning the corner, when everyone is kind of out, you start ramping up the machine, and now we are looking at, you know, a phenomenally well-oiled program that is reaching its goddamn peak. I'm afraid of them, you know? I think we can beat them, but I'm afraid of them for sure.
Yeah, this time around, though, those boys are gonna be tired, man.
Yeah,
by the third series, they're gonna be tired. They're gonna be tired.
I gotta return to a question about some of the former Warrior players, because I know Steven Jackson, for instance. I think he's currently still rapping. Did any of these guys ever ask to get on a track with you, or did you ever record anything with them?
Off the top of the head, I can't really remember who, but I'm sure somebody, because all those guys, they have like recording studios.
Right.
They have like their homeboys from the hometown come out and hang out with him at the games, and then they're like, yeah, my boy so-and-so got an album coming out, and I got my own label. And, you know, millionaire athletes, they love to, like, throw you, like, 10, 20 grand. Just come hang out with me and do a song with me. They love to give you money. So I'm like, you know, I've gotten a lot of athletes money. And I haven't heard any of those songs ever come out.
Yeah, shocking. You know, and how do you handle something like that? I mean, I imagine, you know, all these athletes, in addition to having money, they don't get there without having a ton of confidence. So I'm sure when they come to you, they're like, look, I got flow. I am an amazing rapper. You definitely want to pick me up. I'm sure you can recognize immediately that that's bullshit. How do you play it? Do you just say, yeah, no problem, you know, send it to me? Do you tell them right then, absolutely not, you're terrible? I mean, what's the move there?
You know, it's that whole society status quo, man. If it's a big baller, I mean, you came to him, you're like, let's do it. If this guy rides the bench and he only makes $400 a year, they're like, oh, fuck him.
Fair enough, man. One more random Warrior question for you, and this is another thing we argued about on the show. If, you know, we had access to a time machine, we could bring Run TMC, literally TMC, Tim, Mitch, and Chris, and then had them play Steph, Clay, and Draymond, 3-on-3. Who wins that game?
Everybody in their prime?
Yep, everyone in their prime.
I give it to the new guys.
Yeah, how come?
Because they just can't be stopped. They just have, these guys right here, it's, you know, they make the shot no matter how you guard them. They make the shot. When there is no shot, they jump crazy and make the shot.
Yeah.
And it's just acrobatics, man. It's like, I hope they don't break this team up too soon.
I'm with you. I don't think they will. Hopefully we'll see these guys forever. Here's my last question for you. I'm a little embarrassed by it, but I'm going to throw it out anyways. I have screamed the word bitch more times listening to your music than in any other portion of my life ever. Where'd that come from, man? You know what I mean? Like, when did you realize, all right, this is going to be my trademark, every song is going to feature this? Did that just come out of nowhere? Was that on purpose?
It was way back in the early 80s when I was rapping with my partner, Freddie B, and we would do this funny stuff. We'd do funny stuff on songs, and we really like to go back to the word bitch. And it just started getting longer and longer. We started screaming it like, bitch. Like, and then just one day, I don't know who did it, we just screamed it. And just held it forever, and people just loved it. So we would. I DJed a lot of house parties in the early 80s when I was high school, and we would stop the music at midnight and say, "Everybody gather around. We're gonna have a Too Short and Freddie B mini concert." So we start rapping our original songs to the crowd, and everybody loved it because we had all the tapes in the streets. And then that was our go to crowd participation thing. We're like, everybody say bitch, and it just stuck. Like, it would have the whole crowd hyped. And every time I got on stage, I used to rap at, like, house parties, high school dances, anywhere I could go. We had teen clubs back in the day. Anywhere I go, I was like, let me get the mic, put on the record. And I'd tell the crowd, say, bitch, and it's just a signature.
I mean, it worked. Boy, I mean, I cannot count how many times I threw that out there. And every time I did, it made me feel hella cool. You know what I mean? Like, I was somehow interacting with you. So nicely played. Hey, Short, thank you, man. You know, I'm sure that you had better things to do with your day than answer our Warrior questions. And we really appreciate you coming in.
All right, man. Well, I'm rooting for the team all the way.
Huge fun, you guys. That's true every week. Certainly true this week. Please remember, if you're looking to drop any feedback on this episode or just anything, we'd love your opinions. You can hit us up on email at warriorshuddle@gmail.com. And we're also available up on Twitter at warriorshuddle. You're looking for our website. We're at warriorsworld.net. And we are on a bunch of podcasting services, including iTunes. Here's my normal plea to you guys. If you have any time, you like the show even a little bit, please hop onto iTunes. Drop us a 5-star rating. You don't know how much it means to us, and it shouldn't take too much time for you. Go Warriors, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Baby, that's my town. When all the tops come down, you'll hear my funny sound.
Good, good.